WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Who cares if they promoted matches and then didn't deliver them? Because they delivered a hell of a show tonight. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We had craziness. We had open challenges. One really sloppy match.
Yeah, something really bad was on this show.
We'll get onto it all. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward.
I mean, they're starting to build this was a better show than what it has been over the past few weeks. But I just want to make a statement out there for everybody before we get into Raw. WWE Shop, I think, is really shitty, and I understand that they have to get rid of it. I get it. Like, you had it, so you might as well just, like, fire sale it. But I think it's really shitty that you guys are releasing New Fiend merch after, like, 30 days after you fired the actual Fiend from the company due to budget cut. Like, if y'all already had merch ready to go for him, you couldn't, like, wait on that? Or maybe just not fire him and put him back on TV? Like, this just, this scenario of him being let go just gets weirder and weirder. But yeah, I just wanted to state that, you know, the fact that they're releasing, like, Funko Pops, which I will unashamedly admit, yes, I did buy one. Because it's probably the last one that will ever get made. And, like, bar stools that you can now sit on Bray Wyatt's face if you're so inclined. Or just anybody out there that's your daydream, you can now sit on his face.
Yowie wowie.
Yowie wowie. But yeah, I just think that's kind of shitty that they did that.
All right, things that happened on the show. The thing that was promoted that happened but didn't actually happen, Eva Marie and Doudrop. Doudrop attacked Eva from behind to start the contest. Bell never sounded. She beat her ass, and the referee said she could not compete tonight. And then Doudrop named herself the winner. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Doudrop was the winner. She came out there and she whooped Eva Marie, which is exactly what she promised to do the next time she saw her. So, you know.
There was that.
I think everybody wins except for Eva.
And that's okay. Karrion Kross, the gladiator himself, defeated Humberto Carrillo.
I mean, this was solid. This was good. I like that they're continuing to now build Karrion back up because I think they realize the errors of their ways and that, hey, he needs to be booked strong instead of, you know, having him lose in, like, 45 seconds to Jeff Hardy.
John Morrison was scheduled to take on The Miz, but The Miz was not there. He ran back to Hollywood, so he wanted to fight the biggest man he could find, and he found Omos, and then he got his ass kicked by Omos.
That was not a good judgment call on John Morrison's app. You know, or I should say self. Like, you know, just, hey, let's go find the biggest dude. And he happens to be the biggest, baddest dude on the roster. That's Omos, you know? He could just literally pick you up and break you in half with his hands. So, I don't know why you would want to fight that, but
here we are.
Here we are.
AJ Styles defeated Xavier Woods in a pretty solid match.
I like that they're pushing Xavier. Mm-hmm. I understand that it's mainly due to the fact that Kofi is injured and he's on the list, but, like, I'm really happy that Xavier's finally getting a singles push, and that he's finally getting a little bit of a limelight for himself, because I think it's long overdue that he gets a chance to shine on his own, because he's getting one, Kofi had one, so it's only fair that now Xavier gets it, so I hope they do wonderful things with him. But yeah, this was good, this was entertaining.
Especially with the King of the Ring supposedly coming up here in the next month.
Give it to Xavier.
The Viking Raiders beat Jinder Mahal and Veer.
They found the Viking Raiders.
They did. Last week they were backstage. This week they're on television and competing in a match. So it's a step up in the right direction.
I can't figure out what they're doing with Jinder.
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand what they're doing with Jinder and his whole group. Because, like, you had him come back, you put him in the feud with Drew, you kind of built him up, and then you had him get whooped by Drew, and now you're having him job to the Viking Raiders, which there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, I just... It's like they were high on Jinder for a hot second, and then they, like, cooled off on him.
He's a low-level heel, that's what he is, so... That's the position he's been put in. Low level heel.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley took on Shayna Baszler. Had a pretty good match.
This was good. I wouldn't mind seeing this again.
You had Nikki A.S.H. in Rhea's corner. Nia was in Shayna's corner. Nia proclaimed that, you know, she was going to take out Nikki and Rhea. And then her opponent later, Charlotte. Rhea beat Shayna in this match. Good finish.
Really good finish. Really good pairing. Very physical. I like this a lot. I like the pairing of Rhea and Nikki. They're complete polar opposites, but it works.
It does work. It
really, really works. And I like that we finally got to see Shayna work a little bit, which was nice.
In what was a match? Charlotte and Nia.
I don't have anything nice to say about this.
Nia Jax defeated Charlotte Flair and beat the champ. So,
I guess that makes her number one contender, which, okay, that's fine. But, like,
it was rough.
They didn't mix well together at all. And you could tell that they were both really, really trying. Especially, like, you could tell that Charlotte was trying. But just the movesets didn't, like, mesh well together.
She couldn't get anything good out of Nia.
Basically. Like, I was trying to avoid saying it. But, yeah, like, they were trying.
It was bad. It was very rough. Mick Foley questioned it on Twitter. So,
yeah.
If he can, we can.
Yeah, it was not a good show. Well, I don't want to be, like, rude and, like, bash the crap out of it. It was not good. It was just not good.
It really
did not play to either woman's strengths.
No. God, no.
They did not mix well together at all, and it just made Nia look very, very slow and kind of inflexible, which is not what you want for her, because she can go. Like, we know she can go, but this just did not do nice things for her or Charlotte at all. So hopefully they figure it out. Like, I hope they do it again and it's better, but at the same time, if they don't do it again, I'm kind of okay with that.
So, United States Champion Damian Priest came to the ring to start off the show.
Uh-huh.
What were you going to say?
Wait, just keep going.
Damian Priest came out, talked about the U.S. title, had the respect he has for it, and he's going to give it as much class as people like Jeff Hardy, Rey Mysterio, and John Cena did before him. When I think of the U.S. title, I think Rey Mysterio.
Well, he can't say Sheamus because he's feuding with Sheamus.
I know, but there's been many U.S. champions. I really didn't think Rey Mysterio was a former U.S. champion. Legit, it didn't cross my mind.
I think he was. Was he in WCW?
Was it a WCW thing?
It might have been a WCW thing. Brent!
No, it was not a WCW thing. He was WWE Cruiserweight. He was WWE U.S. champion twice.
Oh, there you go. It's like, I know he was Cruiserweight, but I don't remember him being U.S. Why didn't you say Eddie Guerrero?
Because everyone does the... I guess he wanted to be different, I guess. Like, legitimately.
But that's, like, the perfect time to use it. It's like, I want to carry it with class. Like, you know, former U.S. champion Eddie Guerrero.
Ray had it. In 2019, he had it for 15 days, and then he had... Okay, my point was... And then he had it last year, 2 years ago, and twice in 2019 he had the U.S. title. He had it a total of 31 days. Again, that was a bad... Or 46 days total. That's not... Again, if you're going to... if you're going to pull out names from the past who hold the U.S. title... Not right,
but
Mysterio.
He's relevant.
I get it, but anyway, he said those wrestlers were not like Bam Bigelow, who ran away with like Howard during a tag match last week. He said he would handle the title right. he's going to have an open challenge tonight. Out came Sheamus. Sheamus, he says he agrees with Damian about Lashley running out last week. He told Priest he's going to pro kick the smile off his face and take back his title. Out came Drew McIntyre. He said as much as he wants to see Priest beat Sheamus' ass for the 500th time, they deserve something new, does the crowd. He said he has never been U.S. champion. It's eluded him throughout his career, and well, he wants to face him tonight. Sheamus didn't like that. Then out came Bobby Lashley because they mentioned his name a bunch of times, so he appeared. MVP said the Almighty wanted to hold an open challenge every week, but you know he doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Also, they start chanting Goldberg, and they already dealt with that. More on Goldberg here in a minute. He said MVP said Priest wanted to have an open challenge was admirable, but not good for Priest's business. On the other hand, MVP said Lashley being Priest for the U.S. title would make him become a co-champion, a dual champion, whatever it is. He'll hold two belts. It would be good for business. Randy Orton came out and said, you know, he walked out. He said that they both came out. They were all smiles and everything. Riddle with smiles. Orton said he didn't want to put words in Riddle's mouth, but he thinks everything MVP said sucked. Orton called Lashley a greedy son of a bitch. He wants something he can't have in a second championship. And then Lashley's like, maybe I come after your tag titles. Riddle said that's a great idea. And said, we should hold an open challenge against Lashley and MVP. And it's like, or it's like, that's not how an open challenge works. And MVP's like, yeah, we accept. And Priest also agreed to face Drew. Adam and Sonya came out and made the matches. Priest, McIntyre, and Sheamus in a triple threat for the U.S. Championship. And Orton, Riddle versus Lashley and MVP for the Raw Tag Team titles.
So I'm just going to say this. Damian's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Because they all wanted a piece of that.
So when what was a fantastic match.
Oh, this was so good.
Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus for the U.S. title. This was the best thing I've seen in a while.
This honestly probably should not have been on TV. It probably should have been on a pay-per-view because it was that good. But I'm here and fine with the fact that it was on TV because this was one of the best matches on this show and probably one of the best matches that we've seen since they've come back to TV. Like, this was just hard-hitting.
In front of crowds, you mean?
Well, yeah, in front of crowds. This was hard-hitting. This was just
so It was so damn good.
Like, Sheamus, towards the end of the match where Sheamus kicks the shit out of Drew with a bro kick, it's like, he did not pull back on that.
No.
At all. Like, you could tell he got all up in Drew's face with that thing. And it's like, damn.
This was physical as all hell. Everyone worked their asses off. And then what was the surprise? Damian Priest retained. That's not the surprise. He pinned Drew McIntyre clean in the middle.
Damian got the little judge. He got the little rub from Drew.
Phrasing?
It's fine. I mean, technically, he got the little rub from, you know, Vince. But he got through Drew.
Again. Phrasing.
But you don't think Vince isn't back there giving people little rub-rubs? I didn't say where. You're taking it to the where.
Really? I'm the one taking it to the where after you
like,
said...
Like, you could give him a little rub-rub on his arm!
After you said Damian brings all the boys to the yard?
Well, he does!
For a little rub-rub?
Well, he brought Drew to the yard for the rub-rub.
Goldberg cut a great promo by his car somewhere in an undisclosed location at a garage. And
said, not in Georgia.
Not in Georgia, probably in Texas. Ligament damage in his knee, needs surgery, but he's not here for the title. He's here to take Lashley's soul and rip it from his chest. Solid promo, good promo from Goldberg.
It was fine. He's stealing Taker's shtick of stealing souls. But, like.
Digging holes and taking souls.
Dong. I'm sorry. I can't get into Goldberg. Why? I'm trying. I'm you know what? I'm not even trying. I can't.
It's a contractual obligation. It's a contractual obligation. We're just getting through it.
Yeah, like he's gonna come and do his thing, and in however whatever the determined amount of time is, he will leave. So it's like I just honestly cannot get attached to him, and I can't like get into him at this stage because he's just leaving and I know he's leaving. So it's like, I just, you know what? Not going to expend any energy on that whatsoever.
Earlier today, we were at a park with Reginald, R-Truth in a wig and Tozawa in a dog costume. And we did some flips.
Who drew the short? Like, why did they let Tozawa draw the short straw and have to be in a dog costume in the Florida heat in the afternoon? Like, why? Why would you do that to him? That's so mean. But there's just like one point.
Oklahoma heat, not Florida.
Oh, wherever they were. In the heat.
They're no longer, they don't reside in Florida anymore. They're all over the country.
Right. Okay. Like, because this all wasn't pre-shot.
It wasn't.
Anyway, they're in the heat, right? And Giselle was in a dog costume, and at one point they go up on this bridge over this concrete, like, sidewalk pathway thing. And Reginald, like, parkours off the handrails over R-Truth to get around R-Truth. And you could almost feel, like, the director and the stunt coordinator and the camera dudes and, like, everybody whose presence buttholes clench for a second. Because when Reggie jumps up on that handrail, you look at it, and if he misses, he is so screwed. Like, I'm sure they had mats and everything down there, and it was good, and they rehearsed it, and, like, it was all safe. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that they had this all safe and ready to go, but you know there was just that moment where it's like, oh god, here he goes, please don't miss. Like, I'm gonna get fired for this if you miss.
Yeah.
And he didn't, and he was okay, but yeah, there's just this moment in it where you're like, oh god.
Then there's your main event, Randy Orton and Riddle taking on Lashley and MVP for the Raw Tag Team Titles. Really good match. You had AJ Styles and almost at ringside. AJ was on commentary. Things got a little hectic at the end with AJ and Orton on the outside. Almost grabbed Orton at one point. Riddle kicked Omos. Orton slammed AJ on the table. Riddle then laid out MVP with the knee to the head and the floating bro for the win. Lashley then speared Riddle. Orton then dropped Lashley with the RKO.
They're doing a little something with Matt Riddle.
They're, as the phrase goes, to the moon!
Yeah, they're...
He's in prime position for a huge fall, and he's going to be big at WrestleMania.
Well, I think he kind of proved himself with Orton, right? With the whole Orton storyline, and carry the whole Orton storyline for like 6 weeks while Randy was out, and so he really kind of picked it up and showed what he was capable of, and I think they really like him. Like, I think they've been high on him, pun intended, since he came up from NXT, probably before. So yeah, they're putting in him in a position to really push him, and I would not be the least bit surprised if we don't see Matt Riddle going for one of the titles potentially at WrestleMania. Like, he's kind of where he's being positioned right now. He's kind of, in my mind, at least, in a good spot to win a Rumble.
He really could be. Like, when they originally signed him, everyone was like, he's going to be really good. He's going to be a star. And then he had some hiccups and legal stuff I had him work through, and then he shut his mouth and just played ball with everyone, and he's shining now.
I mean, he still kind of does the Goldberg thing that kind of got him in a little bit of trouble, and I think he's like... Isn't he, like, flirting with Roman? Or didn't he say, like, he could kick Roman's ass in a legit fight?
Oh, yeah, could, yeah. Well, that's business talk.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, okay, all right. You know, you're maybe after the draft he goes to SmackDown. Who knows?
Maybe. We'll have to see. But that'll do it for us. Raw was really good tonight. Except for one match.
Please don't do that match again.
But this has been the Raw Post Show live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back live for the rack.
Sorry, I just swallowed. Tune in, we'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Madden NFL 22, now available at rackradioshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and now... Amazon Music. Just search the Rack Radio Show or the Wild Talk or Wild Talk Radio Network on Amazon Music. We're there. You can get the podcast, including this show, on Amazon Music. Saturday night, midnight edition. Another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday, they're off for Labor Day, and because I'm watching a pay-per-view, which will then feature a CB Radio Not So Live sometime next week. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Four Night with Friends will be on Saturday. Yeah. Our second to last one of season 7.
Woo!
So there's that. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime and you link it to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Or if you're a Dr. Lee Bob subscriber, use your sub here. Or you can use creator code Rock and Sock. Or...
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners.
We'll see you Thursday night for the rack. Right back here for the Raw Pro Show presented by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. So yeah, Thursday for the rack. Raw Pro Show here. This is, we're out. Night, y'all.
WildTalkRadio.com.